Good morning. My name is Jeff Locke. I am a master's student at Mississippi State University. And today I'm going to be talking to you about high tunnel production of strawberries using two different plastic film mulch materials. So strawberries are a very popular fruit, both in the United States and worldwide. In Mississippi, the operations tend to be small and medium-sized, and a lot of them are for U-pick operation or for local farmers markets. High tunnels form a protected cultivation, protection from excessive rainfall, frost events, and wind. They do have some reduced light in there and generally have higher temperature and humidity than the surroundings, and they do have potential for extending growing seasons. Plastic culture, of course, has been around for many, many years, typically raised beds covered with this plastic film. Moderates the soil temperatures, generally a little higher soil temperatures, keeps the fruit clean and away from contamination from the soil. Black is very common, but other colors have been investigated. In particular, red plastic film mulches have the potential for affecting the berry qualities and for the affecting the health beneficial compounds in the strawberries. So our objectives with the study were to investigate the plant growth and yield under of different cultivars under red and black plastic film, to examine the effects of the high tunnel on the yield, quality, and earliness of the strawberry production, and to identify productive cultivars for Mississippi and similar areas under a high tunnel production system. Okay, so we had a 30 by 9 meter high tunnel constructed on our north farm at Mississippi State. We formed five raised beds with 100% pine bark, added lime, micronutrients, and a Osmocote slow-release fertilizer. They were covered with 1.25 millimeter plastic films, red and black. We got our plants, plug plants, from Triple J Nursery in Alabama. We had eight different cultivars, 100 plants per cultivar. Six of the cultivars were short day or June bearing cultivars, and two were day neutral. We planted November 18th, 2017. We drip irrigated as needed. We started with a Peters Professional 20-20-20 water-soluble fertilizer for establishment, and then after that we switched to a Peters Professional 10-30-20. We recorded data for the high tunnel temperatures, the relative humidity, and the photosynthetically active radiation. We looked at the vegetative growth, the plant growth index for the plants, and the SPAD readings. We looked at the yield for the plants, the dates of the first marketable fruit, and the berry number and weight for each plant, for each harvest, and we recorded weights for the marketable and unmarketable berries. And then we had quality measurements for each cultivar and color of mulch. We looked at the total soluble solids, the titratable acidity, and the berry firmness. Our experimental design, it was a split plot design, five replications. Cultivars was the main plot, and they randomly assigned their position in the blocks. Mulch color was the subplot, and 10 plants per each subplot. We alternated the mulch color down the rows with 10 plants for a cultivar with black and 10 with red. Analyzed the data with ANOVA using SAS and compared the means with Tukey's honest significant difference. So here we have the actual setup. You can see the rows alternating the black and red films. Right here is a beehive we introduced in January 2018 to aid with pollination. Okay, the microenvironment, we see the red line is the humidity inside the tunnel, yellow line outside, and it followed fairly closely. There was less fluctuation in the humidity inside the tunnel. The temperature, again, the high tunnel is in red and the outside is in yellow. We found that on average there was about 5 degrees Fahrenheit higher temp in the high tunnel. The vegetative growth, we had a low with the Albion, 72 grams, going all the way up to Strawberry Festival, 129 grams. Number of crowns, fairly close together. We had Albion again was low at 3.5 on average to a high of 5.4 with the Chandler. Plant growth index, we see again Albion was low, 29.9, all the way up to 33.5 for the Fronteras. And our SPAD values, we got a big range, low with Chandler, 37.2, all the way up to 43 for Camino Real. So date of first fruit, the first marketable berries came from Camarosa, grown under the black film on the 4th of March, 2018. The last to produce marketable fruit were Albion and Sensation, both grown under red film on March 14th. But everyone, all the cultivars and colors started producing in the first 2 weeks of March. And all together we had 20 harvests from March 8th to June 5th. Marketable yield, we can see highlighted in yellow the peaks. 78 peaked in the second half of May. Chandler was an early producer and peaked in the second half of April. For our single berry weights, Albion was actually the largest of all with about 24 grams. Down to a low for Strawberry Festival, 15.6. Here we see some of the typical berries we got. Albion has nice large berries. The Sensation were also good producers. One of my favorites is San Andreas. Did pretty well. And the Camarosas, which are a local favorite. So for our berry qualities, we did find an interaction between the mulch color and the cultivar. For titratable acidity, found Albion under red film had the highest amount of titratable acidity, and the lowest came from Strawberry Festival grown under red film. Our total soluble solids, actually Sensation Red, had the highest total soluble solids. Camino Real under black film was the lowest for the total soluble solids. And Albion produced the firmest berries, and Chandler under both colors films were the least firm berries. So in summary, the high tunnel resulted in berries beginning in early March. Six of the eight cultivars produced more than 450 grams of marketable fruit per plant. Camino Real and Strawberry Festival actually produced over 550 grams. The red and black film generally resulted in similar yields, but it did produce differences in quality such as the acidity and firmness. And I would like to acknowledge the support by the MAFIS Special Research Initiative, Mississippi State University, and the USDA Hatch Project. And I also would like to thank our visiting scholars, student workers, and exchange students from Thailand who helped with the measurement and the harvesting. And with that, I'll take any questions you have. Yes.
Did you notice any difference in soil temperature with black versus the red plastic mulch?
We did not measure the temperature. We didn't have the equipment for that, but from the literature, everything I've read is that the temperature under the black tends to be a little higher than the red. Yes?
So it looked like in the harvest dates, the black plastic was generally earlier in the first harvest dates. Is the season for your area, is it better to be early or late? And did that carry through to the end of the harvest? Was the black, did it end earlier than the red as well?
Question was the effect on the color of the film on the timing and the length of the season. It didn't really matter on the how long it was, but yeah, half of the cultivars did start producing under the black before. It was like about 5 to 8 days earlier than the same cultivar under the red film.
Is that a desirable thing for your market to be early?
Well, the local market in Mississippi, we were about maybe 2 weeks to a month early. So that earliness, you would get a premium price for being early in that case.
Yes. From a commercial standpoint, would you try to get 2 years of production out of these?
The question is, from a commercial standpoint, would you try to get 2 years of production? I don't believe so, because I think it would have the same problems as other places with the disease and the root rot. So it'd probably be limited to the single season and replace. Yes.
Would you suspect you might see different results in terms of harvest date, the first harvest date, depending on where you got your material source from, and how, you know, storage plays a role in terms of final planting?
I really would not know about. I would not. I would suspect that there wouldn't be. But that's, I mean, that's a good question. We just didn't look into that. Question was that, did we see any problems with the higher temperatures in regards to the pollen, did you say? I don't believe so. The temperatures, 5 degrees on average, but the main benefit from that was like January and February when the late frost. So I don't think there was any really problem with the pollen in any of the plants. Sorry.
We go ahead and move on to the next presentation.
Okay.